Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, our Lord explains to us that he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but he comes to fulfill. We remember on the mountain of the Transfiguration, there appeared Moses and Elijah. Moses signifying the law and Elijah the prophets. And it is this that Christ appears in glory, signifying that he fulfills everything that was contained in the law and the prophets. So not abolishing, but fulfilling. And the commentary explains that Christ fulfills the law in five different ways. First, he fulfills the law by himself observing the law, because he himself always kept the old law of Moses, although as God and the Son of God, he was not obliged by it. Thus, according to the law, he was circumcised, presented in the temple, abstained from pork, and strictly observed the other sanctions of the law of Moses. Second, he fulfilled it also because he fulfilled all of the prefigurations and everything that foreshadowed, right, the typology. Because he himself, by his body, which was prefigured in the temple, the tabernacle, the ark even, you know, these type of things, by his actions, by his mysteries, he fulfilled the ceremonial laws which prefigured and foreshadowed him. He performed and suffered what was prefigured in the ceremonies of the old law. And he implies this by what follows in today's gospel, when he says, "Amen, I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place." And what does Christ say from the cross? "It has been accomplished. It is consummated. It is finished." At that moment, he fulfilled all of these prefigurations. Third, and most importantly, he fulfills the moral precepts of the law. Remember, he says, "You have heard it said, you know, do not, you shall not kill." Okay, "But I say to you, you shall not be angry." These type of things. So he takes the moral precepts and he fulfills them. That is, he fleshes them out and makes them perfect. He fulfills the precepts of the law by teaching them more fully and perfectly, and by replacing temporal punishments and rewards with eternal ones. The people of the Old Testament, what were they promised? Land, a kingdom, and what are we promised? Our eternal homeland, right, in heaven, and an eternal kingdom. And of course, the punishments were exile in the Old Testament and these type of things. And the eternal punishment of hell is now clearly made known to us. And also by adding to the precepts, that is, things which we cannot do, things which we must do, the evangelical counsels, things which we're not obliged to do, but which are more perfect. And that is, again, fulfilling the moral precepts of the law. And then the fourth and the fifth refer to the sacraments and grace, right? Because Christ supplied the imperfection of the law of Moses by justifying us through faith and the sacraments of the new law, the seven sacraments, which confer grace on the soul. So we have these means of grace in the sacraments, which then helps us to fulfill the law, to fulfill the entire will of God, and to really become the saints that God wants us to be. So we live in these times of fulfillment, and we certainly partake of that here from the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.